The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Bari babaita kuri bazoko to kapete ke bali karanta kabaya bali karo zabari katua rata ko sheke ba ande wasikele brokoto rabete ke ba antolo kuru bazikiri bazante usai kalu rabaita kuri bazoko to kapaita kuli babo maleke teke teke baroko to kubanti li bazukuru kuturu bosaka ya ba ande. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, O God. We thank you for the day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for sending your angels to keep watch over us. We thank you, Father, O God, for the protection of your angels. We are grateful unto you, O God, for the security that your angels have given unto us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say thank you, 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 we say thank you. Shali baba rakataka ba itale besheke teke bara ile baba baba. Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us, sons and daughters of God Almighty, who are precious and highly favored. I welcome you this morning, the 19th day of the Gregorian calendar of April 2024, Friday. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal, our technician. Once again, we are praying on the theme, placing a demand on the finished work of Christ on the cross on my behalf. Part 3. Placing a demand on the finished work of Christ on the cross on my behalf. Part 3. I welcome every one of you once again, and I say you are highly, you are precious and highly favored. I want to read Isaiah 53, verse 3 to 5 again, today from the NIV. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. Of course, in John chapter, let's look at it. I didn't write it here. Of course, let's go to Isaiah 59, verse 19 in King James, Isaiah 59, verse 19 in King James. From the west, men will fear the name of the Lord, and from the rising of the sun, they will revere his glory. NIV says, for you come like a pent-up flood, that the breath of the Lord drives along. King James says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. The Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. Let me just explain this. The standard. Maybe from next week, our prayer is going to be lifting the standard. Lifting the standard. The standard. Somebody should write it for me. Lifting the standard. Let me write it myself. Lifting the standard. Lifting the standard. You know, in John, let's look at John. Go to John chapter 19. John 19. Verse number 30, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit or his ghost. Now, when you come back to John chapter 12, verse 32, John chapter 12, verse number 32, but when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. And then John chapter 3, verse 14. John chapter 3, verse number 14. John 3, verse number 14 says, just as Moses lifted up the snake or the serpent in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. That everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. There were two revelations I shared on Wednesday about the hanging of Jesus on the cross. He's hanging on the cross. He was lifted on the cross. Now, that lifting becomes a link or a bridge between the natural and the supernatural, between the natural and the supernatural, between the earth and the spiritual realm. So it is only through Jesus that you access the spiritual realm, you access the supernatural. So when you are in Christ, in fact, Jesus being lifted on the cross was like Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28. Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28, where Jacob, while fleeing, came to lose. And then he put a stone, because it was night. He put a stone there to sleep. And then he had a dream from Genesis 28, from verse 10. Genesis 20 from verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set, taking one of the stones there. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream to which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust on the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. So you see, Jacob, this is what you call Jacob's ladder. So Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, number one, was Jacob's ladder. So it is only through Jesus that we are connected to the Father, to the throne. It is only through Jesus that we are connected to the supernatural. It is only through Jesus that we are connected to the spiritual realm. Only Christianity is connected. No any other religion is connected to the throne. Other religions are connected to demons. They are connected to the devil. They are connected to Satan. Yes, they are connected. Now, I also share with you Jesus' face, where it was facing and his back. His back represents our past. That in him, we have no past. In Christ, we have no past. Your past has been completely swallowed, according to Psalm 103, verse 12. That just as the east is far from the west, so has he removed our sins or our transgressions. I'm telling you, he has removed them from where? From his mind. He has removed them from his mind, and he has removed them from Satan's record book, and he has also removed them from Satan's archives. He has removed them from everywhere. And that was what was demonstrated in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14 and 15, 13, let me read 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. 14. Having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. So your past is nailed to the cross. Your past is nailed to the cross. Where Satan is nailed, when we say something, Satan is nailed to the cross, his authority, he has no right. His right. His right to attack you. His right to assail you. His right to cheat you, whatever, is nailed to the cross. Not his nature. Not his nature. His nature is his power. He's still there, moving about. And do you know, Satan is actually our schoolmaster. Satan is there to draw us closer to God. Satan attacks, draw us closer to God. Satan, the battles he creates are meant to draw us closer to God. Not only drawing us closer to God, but the moment Satan shows up, God also shows up. So Satan's manifestation also does, Satan's manifestation also reveals a dimension of God to us. So, in whatever case, Satan never wins against somebody who is hiding in Christ. Never. Satan never wins any battle against a person who is hiding in Christ. Satan never wins. Yes. Satan never, never wins. So you see, in Christ, you have no yesterday. You have no past. Your past has been cleared from God's mind, has been cleared from God's archives, has been cleared from Satan's archives. The only way that Satan uses your past against you, if you continue to do the things that you were doing when you were in the world, that gives him access to your past. That gives Satan access to your past. That is why we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Christianity, we are to change by the word of God. We are to change. We are to open our spirit to the word and to the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and transform us. Christianity is a life of change. It's a life of transformation daily. It doesn't mean that we will not fall into sin. It doesn't mean that we will not make mistakes. Immediately you fall into sin or you make a mistake, quickly, confess it and ask God to have mercy on you. But you should not live like you are living in your past. Don't talk that you are like you are talking in your past. Don't think like you were talking of your past. No. When you are still doing the things that you were doing when you were before you became born again, when you are still thinking like that and talking like that, that gives Satan access. That gives Satan the key to open your path. So you are opening your path to the devil. You are intentionally opening your path. Your path, be lifted up, ye ancient gate. Be lifted up, that the King of Glory may pass. Who is the King of Glory? This one, God Almighty. But here, demons, you are giving them the key to enter your path. Christianity, as I've said, is not a religion. A religion is a man doing everything to seek God. Man doing everything to seek God. Christianity is God seeking man. Christianity is God seeking man. You know something? Satan will always assess your past to neutralize your today. Somebody should write this for me. Satan will always assess your past to neutralize your today. Satan will always assess your past to neutralize your today. You know, sometimes when God is giving me messages, I really hesitate. Because there are people who think that because you know their story, because they have shared certain things with you, you are attacking them. That's why, honestly, to be a pastor is not easy. It's not easy at all, because God gives you a message to preach, for everybody to repent, to be changed, for their eyes to open, for them to be brought out and brought up and all that. in somebody's mind, oh, pastor is preaching me. The thing I shared, pastor is preaching me. The thing I shared, pastor is preaching me. You know something? I don't know, but just pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for pastors. Pray for pastors. I'm telling you. We have Sunday, there is an issue I'm going to address. We have two kinds of pastors. We have maintenance pastors. And we have ministerial pastors. Maintenance pastors, they only come to tell you what you want to hear. They tell you stories. Their aim is your offering and your tithes. Maintenance pastor, they come out with programs that will keep you. They are Christian programs, so. But their target is what they can get from you. That's all. What they can get from you. They don't discipline. They don't rebuke. Their messages are not hard. They preach faith, prosperity. They inspire you. They are like motivational speakers. They speak and set you up. Everybody will be standing, clapping, and all that. All that. Their aim is just to keep you and hold, collect your money, your offerings to build the church, to build their lives, and to continue to live. In the spiritual realm, your burdens are still there. In the spiritual realm, your problems and your burdens are still there. You are still a slave to Satan. Ministerial pastors, they really deal with things. They heal your womb. They remove your burdens. They address issues. Their word is piercing. Piercing, like last Sunday, when Evangelist was talking about addiction. Something I'm going to... You know, last Sunday, the idea was that he will speak for 30 minutes. Then we use the rest of the time to pray. So it is not that the man has finished and pastor came there and he's just talking, taking people's time. Like somebody was thinking. Eh? Instead of closing early, I'm going to address this thing on Sunday. Pastor came and was talking. If you know the burdens people go into the house of God with, they shouldn't live there with those burdens. Look, a burden on you can keep you throughout your life that you never married, you never brought forth. Meanwhile, you were made to be hot, a wife, a husband, a mother. But a burden. Hannah went to Shiloh as a barren woman, spent 1 week. 1 week in Shiloh. 7 times they entered the temple. 7 times, 1 hour each, 7 hours. They enter. How many times do you enter your temple? Today, many Christians are Sunday worshippers. Yes. Even online, they don't come. How many people are online today? Look at them. They don't come. Everybody is complaining. This, so, so, and so. This, that. Then you want to assess the best of God. You have no idea. All religions, if you know the ragged military training that all religions go through, only Christianity is the most indisciplined people. I'm telling you. Christianity. Talk to Buddhists. Talk to Hindus. Talk to Muslims. Even look at the fasting they do. Look at the fasting they do. Even though they wake up at dawn to eat. Yes. That is wisdom to keep their body because they are still going to work. I was in Dubai. Dubai just got flooded on Tuesday. I was in Dubai, not this. I was in Dubai last year. When it is time for them to pray, my God, you'll be holding $1 million to buy something. Aya, there is Arabic word they will use. And they don't close their shops. Oh, you are inside. They will go out and pray because there are cameras everywhere. There are cameras everywhere. Those who are selling on the street, they leave and go and pray 7 times a day. And each time, they should spend no less than 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Calculate it times 7. So do you know what they are doing? They are paying tithe. How many hours do we have? 24 hours. So they pray about 2 hours, 10 to 30 minutes or whatever. It should be 2 hours, 40 minutes. So you see, they are paying tithe out of 24 hours. Christians, how many times do we go into the temple? The only Sunday we go to, we are rushing out with our burdens. With our burdens. Like you have come online right now, as you are listening, these words are clearing your burdens. I'm telling you. They are clearing off your burdens because the entrance of thy word gives us light. That light is not just light that shines. That light is a weapon that clears your burden and sets you up. And sets you up. I am a ministerial pastor. I am not just a person who maintains. No. Ministerial pastors, they hurt. They offend. They are some way. Thank God that he has given you a ministerial pastor. Now, so you see, that is how it is. Look, our past is no more in God's record. Our past is no more in Satan's record. It is we, the way we live, our lifestyles, that give the devil the key to our past. I'm telling you, that gives the devil the key. And especially those of us who are family people, we go to our hometown, we celebrate. No, it is not bad that you should not go to your hometown. Please, go to your hometown. Sorry, it is not bad that you should go to your hometown. No. Go to your hometown. Go and visit. Go and whatever. But you see, there are things that when you are to contribute money to do, pray on the money. It is those things that links you to ancestral and generational things. It is those things that link you to ancestral and what? Generational things. It is those things. That is why, as a Christian, we should always examine ourselves. How am I living? How am I living? Is the way I am living? How am I living in Christ? Am I still living the life of my past? Look, people are worshiping God in their own way. God was telling me, look, there are three ways people worship God. How others worship, how they want to worship, and how God himself wants to be worshipped. Heaven will be interesting. I'm telling you, people will be disappointed. You know, people quote scriptures. To err is human. God knows that I'm in the flesh. I'm a work in progress. And so if I do this, God should understand. You go and meet him. You go and meet him there. Already Satan is dealing with you. You have given Satan the key to deal with you. That's why he's dealing with you. Because you are worshiping God in your own way. Yes. To err is human. Yes. Body no be wood. This, that, body no be firewood. This, that, You go and meet him. Already Satan is dealing with you. He's dealing with you already. Because you have given the key into your life. Hey, Christianity is not an easy thing. No. A Muslim lady who has got born again is really sharing the word. And I like what she shared. That belief is not passive. Belief is not passive. Belief has consequences. If you really say you believe in Christ, there is a way you live. And if you really believe in Christ, there are consequences. There are things you will go through. I say, praise God. I've picked that word. The word believe, I believe in Jesus, it has consequences. It is not passive. Belief is not just a word. It is a way of life. And it must show. Now, when Jesus hung on the cross, his face, where his face was facing, his face was your future. His face means that your future is redeemed. Your future is secured. Your future has been paid for. And there are two voices that always echo. Whether you are awake, you are asleep, when you are walking, wherever you are, those voices, they are in your atmosphere. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. Yes. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46. When he cried, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, my father, why have you forsaken me? That was a cry of pain. That was a cry of desertion. That was the cry of disappointment. In fact, you can't describe it. So that you will not cry that cry. Jesus has cried that pain so that you will not cry that cry. Yes, every cry you cry, that was a cry. Anything that should cause you pain, he has already faced it. Anything that should cause you disappointment, he has already faced it. Anything that will cause you whatever, he has already faced it. But you know, it doesn't mean that you will not face it all. It doesn't mean that pain will not come. Disappointment will not come. It will come. Do you know why it comes? It comes to reveal God in you, to reveal a dimension of God. So when it comes, what do? Be still. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Lift up your hands and worship God. Say, you pain, you are a liar. You pain, you secret, you whatever, you can never destroy me. You can never destroy me because you have already been paid for. Yes, you have already been paid for. You set back, you whatever, you can never. That's what you do. Because in this world, we shall face things because we are living in a fallen world. And you are also living with a fallen nature, your flesh. It must be disciplined to align with the word of God and the Holy Spirit. That is when we are saved. So you see, that was the first cry. The second cry was verse 50 of Matthew 27. And what was that cry? Tetelestai, teleu. It is finished. It is what? Finished. It is what? Finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. And when he said it is finished, he cried, it is finished. What happened? The curtain torn, earthquake, so and so. So you see, your future is finished. Look, it is finished for you to live a better life. It is finished for you to live a victorious life. It is finished for you to live a healthy life. It is finished for you to prosper. Look, it is finished for you to be promoted. Look, it is finished for you to marry the kind of man that God has destined for you. It is finished for you. It is finished for you to carry a baby, for that barren womb to carry a baby. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished for you to be and to become. It is finished. Your future has been what? Redeemed. Your future has been paid for. These are the voices that surround you and you carry. Please, don't let anybody connect you to your past. We, pastor, we do so. We do. You know, sometimes when God wants us to address issue like your foundation, ancestral, whatever, whatever, it means some people are living in their past. And the devil, you give him the key into your ancestral past, your family foundation, your parental foundation, by what? The way we live, the way we think, and the way we talk. That is why we need to be hot, very, very hot, disciplined. Yes, all your affliction, they are finished. I'm telling you, your poverty was finished. I'm telling you, if you know, yesterday I prayed this, it is finished for some hours. I recorded it. I wish I can play it to you. Hey, it is finished for me to be this. It is finished for this thing to come to me. It is finished for me to enjoy this. It is finished for, oh my God, it is finished. It is finished. We want to pray now. We can't finish. I am not able to tackle the things I want to tackle, but these ones are okay for us today. Please, don't let anybody call a husband. Please respect your husband, respect your wife, respect each other, submit to your husband as unto the Lord. Love your husband, your wife as loving the Lord. So that is for the two, both of us. I mean, walk, just leave. Mean, however, don't allow any bully husband, any bully wife, any bully pastor, any bully boss, any bully friend, any bully whatever to bully you. Never. Don't allow it. Rise up and say, no, it is finished. It is finished for this fear. It is finished for this anxiety. It is finished. It is finished for this situation. It is finished. It is finished. Do you know when we are talking, something happens. And then I say, you are finished. There was a family. Those days, look, I am, I've done some things. The law has changed. My greatest weapon is to cut people off. I know how to cut people off. Even in my poverty. When I get to know certain truths that I can believe in God, I can trust God. I can trust God to provide my needs. So I hate it when people use their advantages against me. I hate it because I don't use my advantage against people. No. But you know, I wasn't diplomatic. You need to be very diplomatic. When I was young, I was so raw. I said to a very rich family, this house, it is finished. I won't step here again. And the only 15 years, the only two, I was living, I rented a hall and chamber, 4 houses from that house. Very rich family. Rich. When you enter the whole area, you know that, yes, these people are rich. Every car that you find in Ghana, every type, you find a type there, parked there. Cars, sometimes you see 12 cars parked. I say it is finished. Because we're traveling, we're on our way to Italy through Abidjan, and something happened. And when we returned, 1988, when we returned, I went to preach round and they were putting messages in my mouth. The message you preach at Pentecost in Ghana, preach it here. The message you preach here. Meanwhile, that was not the messages God was giving to me. When I go, immediately I stand there. Then another word comes. And that word is rather addressing people's issues. You see, this is why you should pray for pastors. It's not everything we are preaching that is addressing. No. The message God confirms is the word he has given to the pastor. Many pastors don't wait on God to receive any message. This is the difficulty of pastoral work, I'm telling you. This is where I've been telling pastors. This is the difficult aspect of pastoral work. To wait on God to receive the word, the current word. That is the word that God fulfills. That's the word he confirms. Who tells you that God confirms every word? No. It is a word he has given to you for the time. Even Sunday, before I took over, before I invited the preacher, you know that I've said something about the flesh. I made a comment. I never knew what he was going to preach. I never knew. In fact, somebody reminded, somebody sent me a statement. Pastor, did you see his message? Look at this statement you made before you introduced him. I said, we never discuss. I didn't know what he was going to talk about. We only agreed that he will preach 30 minutes. Then we use the rest of the time, 1 hour, to pray. So it wasn't that he had just finished preaching, handed over to me, and I was there wasting time instead of, dismissing people. So you see, God confirms, the word. God confirms what? The word. It is finished. Don't allow anyone to bully you. And when we return back to Accra, the treatment they started giving me, I said to them, this house, it is finished. The next time I stepped there was 15 years after, the day the woman died. 5 years after the man died, 20 years, I visited there, finished. Up to today, I never stepped there because I have that will to say enough, it is finished. So we are going to say it is finished. It is finished to the devil. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for this word. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you, O Lord. That my past.
That my past
does not exist.
Does not exist.
Again.
In your mind.
In your record.
In your record.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
that my
you.
Past.
That
doesn't exist.
That my past
doesn't exist.
My past
doesn't exist. My negative past
does
no longer exist.
No longer exist
with you.
With you
in your archives.
In your archives.
In Satan's archives.
In Satan's
it
archives.
Doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
It
exist.
Does not exist.
It does not
my
exist.
Past does not exist.
My past
does not exist. My past does not exist.
My past does not exist.
My past does not exist. My past does not exist.
My past does not exist.
My past does not exist.
My past does not exist.
My past does not exist. In Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you, brethren, even when you pray 5 minutes of these prayers, I am telling you the result. 5 minutes. Go and listen to this and be praying. Only 5 minutes prayer. You don't know what it is doing. And you know, when Jesus was hanging, his back, meaning that your past is no longer. It also means that the devil has no past to use against you. So we want to pray this prayer. Say, you devil,
you have no past of mine.
You cannot use my past against me. You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my father's past.
You cannot use my mother's past.
You cannot use my past against me.
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 You cannot use my father's past.
You cannot use my mother's past.
You cannot use my ancestors' past.
You cannot use.
You cannot use.
You cannot use
our past. You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my
past. You cannot use my past.
You cannot use my past
against me. You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past against me.
You cannot use my past.
Pass
against me. You cannot use my past against me. You cannot use my parents' past. You cannot use my father's past. You cannot use my mother's past. You cannot use. You cannot use. You cannot use. You cannot use. You cannot use my family's past. You cannot use my family's past. You cannot use my family's past. Because in Christ Jesus. Because in Christ Jesus. I have no past. I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
In Christ
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
My past has been wiped away. My past has been swallowed.
My past has been wiped away.
My past has been swallowed. My past has been wiped away. My past has been swallowed. My past has been wiped away. My past has been swallowed. My past has been wiped away. My past has been swallowed. I have no past in Christ. I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past to be used against me. I have no past.
I have no past.
I have no past.
In Satan's mind.
In Satan's mind.
In Satan's archives.
In Satan's archives. In Satan's archives.
I have no past.
In Satan's archives.
I have no past.
In Satan's archives. I have no past. In Satan's archives. I have no past. I have no past. I have no past. Therefore, you devil, you can never use my negative past
against me.
My father's past,
my mother's past,
my ancestral past. You cannot use it against me.
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 You cannot use it against me. My past has been deleted.
My past has been deleted.
My past has been deleted.
Yes, yes, yes. Chief Executive Cassie, I write it. I like it.
My past has been deleted.
My past has been deleted. It has been deleted. In Christ, my past has been deleted. In Christ, my past cannot be found. My past cannot be found. My past cannot be located. My past cannot be found. My past cannot be located. My past cannot be found. My past cannot be located. My past cannot be found. My past cannot be located. My past has been deleted.
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 Yes, my past has been deleted.
Deleted and terminated.
Deleted and terminated.
Deleted and terminated.
My past has deleted and terminated.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Look, this prayer is working. I am telling you, please, this is your deliverance. This is your deliverance. You don't need to go anywhere, any prophet to lay hands on you or to say anything. This is your deliverance. These prayers are your deliverance. Deliverance is taking place. There is a reset. There is a reset. Deliverance is taking place. There is a reset. The first time I heard in 1987, this woman, my former church, look, early in the morning, when she comes to morning devotion, she will stay. She will sweep the place. She will put the place in order. She wasn't employed. She was just around the church. So one day, we were talking in the afternoon. I said, so don't you do any work? She smiled. She told me what she does. She told me what she does. And then all that. I said, you are always around. Don't you have any other thing to do? See, Pastor Della, I've been a pastor for some time now. At the age of 22, I entered Bible school. So the name pastor has been on me. Pastor Della, you know something? I went to Israel to do prostitution. Look, I nearly collapsed. Because how I knew it, I heard about Israel, the holiest place. How? See, I've stayed in Israel for 13 years. And I was doing prostitution. I have removed, I've got 13 abortions. I have no womb. So when I got born again, an encounter with Jesus, I got born again. What else can I do? What else can I do? My life is wasted. What else can I do? What else can I do? Is to give my all. Do you know, as I'm talking, a brother married her, they have 5 children. A brother married her, they have 3 girls and 2 boys. 2 years ago, there was a wedding. There was an engagement. 2 years ago, is it? Or 3 years ago, I was to attend an engagement. No. Before COVID, 2018, before COVID, I was to attend an engagement. Because the man was somehow related to me in a way. Getting to the engagement, who did I meet? It is this woman. It is her daughter that was being engaged. Jesus of Nazareth. Her daughter was being engaged. You see God's, you see her past? You see her past? But why did that thing happen? She didn't leave her past again. If she had continued to leave her past, her past would have been with her. But because there was a complete change and turn around, when we say this thing, people think we are hitting them. People think we hate them. Look, these are the things that flash and delete your burdens. These are the things that really bring your deliverance and your healing. These are the things that downloads your dreams and your destinies. We want to pray right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Any key my lifestyle has given to the devil,
to my past.
Any key
I have intentionally or unintentionally
given to the devil,
to my past.
Into my past, by the way I live,
by the way I talk, by the way I think, by the way I live, by the way I think.
By the way I think, by my lifestyle,
any key I've given to the devil to access my past.
Oh Lord, I confess, I renounce, I confess, I renounce, and I take back the key by blood and by fire. Any key I have intentionally or unintentionally given to the devil to access my past, I take it back.
I take it back.
Any key I have given My past has been deleted. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, sometimes when you want people to be committed, you want people to sacrifice. Christianity is called sacrifice. Go to China. An ambassador, now he is Ghana's ambassador to a certain country. He was Ghana's ambassador to Dubai, United Arab Emirates. And he's a man of God, an apostle. It is his church. I went to preach in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I went to hold conferences and then this thing there. And now he's in a certain country. The other day, we were having a Zoom call with the wife. We were talking. And Zoom meeting. And in fact, they wanted me to help them in a way. Do you know what he told me? He said, China. He's not in China. He said, China. When they invite you to come and preach in China, the first thing they want to find out if you can preach 4 hours. 4 hours nonstop. People travel 600 kilometers to church, underground church. China. And do you know how they have Bibles there? When they get 20 Bibles, they will remove Genesis. They will split them, all the books. So 20 people will have Genesis. Another 20 will have Exodus. Another 20 will have Leviticus. Another 20 will have Numbers. Another 20 will have Deuteronomy. Another 20 will have what? Another one. Continue like that. Then they will give them time. Time you should finish reading and bring it back. When they bring it back, those who had Genesis, now they will exchange it with what? Exodus. China. Here, Ghana. People are in Accra here. They say it's too far. People go to church. Within some time, they are looking at time. We have stayed too much. When people are now Sunday worshippers, even that one is too much. What are you sacrificing? Our last prayer. Jesus hung on the cross and his face faced somewhere. Say, my Father in heaven, it is finished.
For me to live.
It is finished for my future. My future has been paid for. Li papa rakata kaba yakata kaba ya. Say in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare whatever I am going through, it has been paid for. My current situation has been paid for. This battle has been paid for. This attack has been paid for. This sickness has been paid for. It has been paid for. This pain has been paid for. This pain has been paid for. It has been paid for. It has been paid for. For me to live a victorious life, a healthy life, a better life, a prosperous life, a marital life, a fruitful life. My future has been paid for. It has been paid for. It has been paid for. My future has been redeemed. My future has been redeemed. My future has been redeemed for me to live a better life, a healthy life, a fruitful life, a prosperous life, for my marriage to work, for my husband to work, for my marriage to work. For my marriage to work, it has been paid for. It has been paid for. It has been paid for. For me to live an overcoming life. An overcoming life. A conquering life. A conquering life. A prevailing life. A prevailing life. It has been paid for. For me to become whatever I want to become. 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 Whatever I want to become,
My future has been paid for.
All I'm going through has been paid for. This particular challenge, mention it. This particular challenge has been paid for. Even my mistakes, my mistake has been paid for. My mistakes have been paid for. My mistake has been paid for. My sins have been paid for. My sins have been paid for. God knows that I will make a mistake. He knows that I will make a mistake. He knows that I will fall into a trap. It has already been paid for. 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 Rakata kaba rokoto kaba ya ile papa rakata. All I desire has been paid for. All I want has been paid for. My desire has been paid for. My wants and my needs have been paid for. Yes, scarcity has been paid for. Poverty has been paid for. Disappointment has been paid for. Setback has been paid for. Yes, it has been paid for. 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 Le papa rakata. Every delay in my life has been paid for. Every delay 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 has been paid for. Therefore, you Satan. Therefore, you devil. Stay away. Stay away from whatever has been paid for. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Anything that has been paid for me to enjoy, I say stay away. 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 And allow me to enjoy. 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 Allow me to enjoy it. Allow me to enjoy it.
Allow me to enjoy it.
In Jesus' mighty name, beloved, congratulations. Christianity is sacrifice. Do you know what God was telling me, and I'm going to share with you on Sunday? Do you know something? The COVID that came and this internet interruption recently, It is just a test, though. It's a test. Very soon, I can't tell the years. Very soon, Facebook, WhatsApp, internet will never permit the name of Jesus to be mentioned. It will never permit anything Christian. It will never permit. I'm telling you, very soon, it will never permit. This is the time for you individually to build yourself. Because very soon, we are not going to meet together. Do you know when we come together? Do you know what happens? That is when the quantum anointing is released. I am telling you, coming together, coming together physically, you don't know what happens. But even as we are together on phone, on internet, by time is going to come. So please, let's build ourselves. And God was telling, do you know those who survive? Do you know the Christian who survive? Christians in China, Iraq, these countries where they hate Christianity. Those Christians there, they will survive. And those Christians here and other places who have really already disciplined themselves and built themselves, they will survive. Other Christians will never survive. They will backslide and go to hell. What is coming? So please, let's toughen ourselves. Let's be radical. Let's be rugged in our faith. Let's sacrifice. Let's say, no, I will go to church. No, I will drive there. No, I will listen to the message. No, I will do this. Begin to do that and see all your miracles, all the things that you have been looking for. No, I will pay tithe. No, I will give offering. No, even if it's not, I will walk. I will wear one dress. I will begin to do that and you will see. You will see your miracles. May the Lord bless you. May you enjoy a blessed weekend.
Amen.
A weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
These prayers have already deleted your burdens. They have downloaded heaven on you. May you begin to live heaven on earth. May you begin to live like in the Garden of Eden. Let this weekend be a weekend of testimony that you have never given before.
Amen.
God richly bless each and every one of you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.